Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Love with the shape of you.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good vibes and variety. Hello, Thursday, whatever. Hey, Friday, see you soon. Friday Eve.
It's Thursday.
Yep, it is. That's true. Winterland tickets, they are selling fast. And all this week, we have more chances to win a pair every day this week. 905, 1205. 505. We'll give you code words. You take them to RadioAlice.com and enter them in for your chance to win a pair of tickets to Alice in Winterland plus the meet and greet with Rob Thomas. What? Amazing! Alice in Winterland starring Alex Warren, Rob Thomas, and John Kay. It's December 4th at the Masonic. We'll all be there. Won't you join us?
It's going to be so fun, you guys.
I know. So fun. I'm going to start with, I got a couple of good stories this break.
Okay.
First of all, this Miss Universe thing, there's a little controversy going on. Apparently that's going on right now in Thailand. I don't really.
Miss Universe.
The Miss Universe pageant. Okay. So I don't really follow pageants. I mean, as a kid, there was, you know, we had to watch what was on TV and there'd be like the Miss America pageant or Miss Teen USA or the Miss Universe pageant.
I dated a lady that did pageants.
Yeah.
And she was like, I don't know, my mom got me into it young and it was super fun. Like we were all together and we would do this and there's a performance aspect that was great. And I'm a dancer, so I always love to.
And there's often scholarship money involved.
It's easy to go, a pageant, yuck. But I can see through her eyes how she saw it as just something I did growing up and I continue to do it because I was good at it and it was fun. But so I don't watch them either. I'm not interested in that, but they're a thing.
Yeah. Is Miss Universe the one where Steve Harvey announced the wrong winner?
I think so.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, they're in the thick of it. It's happening. And it's funny because as I'm watching this video that the story referred me to, I realized how much insane boredom. They're putting on a TV show. So these are all people who've worked their way up through the pageant system. Mm-hmm. They've become Miss Thailand or Miss Mexico or Miss USA, whatever it is. And then there they all are. So they're in like what looks like one of those gathering rooms in a hotel somewhere. It's, you know, the bad repetitive carpet and just that look, you know, it's like, here's the room, the meeting room where you're going to, and the guy's up there, this guy from Thailand, he's up there and he is giving them so much crap because they're not promoting Thailand the way he wants it to be promoted. And he singles out Miss Mexico.
Like on their Instagrams or?
Yes.
Okay.
There's all these things that they're requiring as, I don't know, he's the governor of Thailand. Like he's the guy who is like, I am in charge of the social media for Thailand. And he's saying, and meanwhile, a few of them are saying, we're also here to promote our own countries. Like that's what for us, the Miss Universe thing is like Miss Mexico is like, I have an agenda as well. And She's in the back and he singles her out as you didn't do the assignment that you had to do. You didn't post the thing that you were supposed to post. And she's trying to insert herself and defend herself. And he is just all over her and calls her a dummy.
So they're speaking in English?
Yes.
Okay.
But both of them are, she actually seemed like she had perfect English and he's struggling a bit, but English was the language that was being used, but he's a jerk. And she stands up, well, she's already standing. She is like, I'm out of here. She walks
good for
out
her.
And then a bunch of other chicks stand up and walk out.
Good for all of them. Way to have her back.
Winner. I know it was a mini revolt. They're calling it. This happened Monday. After an official insulted the intelligence of Miss Mexico, the pageant is supposed. So they're all there, and I guess I don't know what they're filming and how these things run, but they're all. It's not even until November 21st.
Well, they do a lot of like choreographed dances and things like that.
They do.
They've got to learn them and all of that.
Right, and I'm sure it's like a really elaborate wedding rehearsal where here's how we'll all walk out, and here's where you stand, and there's a lot of practices and all that stuff. The pageant. This is the pageant director. He's not the governor. He seemed like the guy in charge. The pageant director, he is from Thailand. He felt that Miss Mexico, her name is Fatima Bosch. She wasn't doing her best to promote the host country. So he dressed her down in front of everybody else, singled her out and called her a dummy. She stood her ground, told the guy he was disrespecting her. So he calls security. And at that point, she and several other contestants just left the room. He has since apologized. She issued a statement saying, I just want to let my country know I am not afraid to make my voice heard. It's here stronger than ever. I have a purpose. I have things to say. But watching the video, that's the long and short basically of this story. She didn't drop out of the contest. He was forced to apologize. That's all good. I have no idea what his role will be going forward in this. Maybe, his assistant takes over. I have no idea. But the rudeness with which he was addressing these contestants as though they're just their cattle that have been ushered in and, to do as he says, it was really revolting.
When you do stories like this about other countries, like I've never been to Thailand. I don't know how they treat women
right there.
We do know there are countries that people travel to where women are second class citizens.
Right.
So I don't know if that's how that is. And he thinks how dare you even be mad about it? You know, I don't know. I don't know how that is, but I'm stoked that she walked out.
Yeah.
And
that others got up and joined.
And I'm even more stoked that she didn't get on a plane and leave.
Right.
Like that's how you make a real statement is say, I'm not taking that crap from this guy, but I came here to do my thing for Mexico.
Right.
Good
I'm
for
here
her.
To promote my country.
That's great.
I know.
I won't watch it, but.
No. I think maybe, do you have the video of this? We should put this on
yeah.
the ceremony. If you want to watch
it.
It's about 13 minutes in where all this stuff starts. But my sort of overview is like, I didn't know what I expected from this video, but it was like, just that banquet room in a hotel. It looks like it could be any country anywhere on earth.
Well, Miss Universe you'd think would be much higher end than that.
Well, they're
but
all just sitting in folding chairs in their gowns.
Right.
They've got their sashes on. It's just like, this seems so odd. Like they're almost like in a class where this dude is just the tyrannical teacher or
I'm
something.
Not mad that it exists, but the truth is, have you ever watched Miss Universe?
Yeah.
Oh, you have?
Sure, Miss Universe.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Oh!
Watched it.
No, I haven't.
I'm with Bob. I don't know.
Yeah, it's been on TV for years.
Nope.
And that would be the reason that I watched it. It would be when it wasn't like I was like, oh, I hope there's a pageant on tonight, but it would be on, ABC at 8 p.m.
Okay.
or whatever. I remember being a little kid, and I think I saw Vanessa Williams win, and she was,
yeah.
I think she was the first Black Miss America.
Yeah, that was a.
And then she had to step down.
The scandal.
Because there were some naked,
racy.
Well, and I think it was also the pictures were with another woman,
yeah.
too.
Mm-hmm.
So that also played a role in her.
So that was probably the 70s because I'm picturing I was at my friend Vicky Iritsky's house.
It was the 80s.
I think it's the 80s, yeah. Okay. Because she kind of turned that quickly into a singing career.
She did, yeah. Oh, no, she's gone on to be just fine, right?
I don't know what she does now.
I'm sure she's still gorgeous.
Nobody's
though.
Heard from she her in many so years.
It was 83.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How old was I? Under 20, anyway.
I was 10, so I was watching it for the swimsuits.
You were 10 in 83?
Yeah, I was born in 73.
Oh. So, because I was like 17 or so. I guess you're a lot younger than I thought you were.
I'm the young man on the show.
Yes, you are.
Good one.
Oh. He is.
She was on Desperate Housewives for many years, it looks like.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, she went on to have a great career.
No, she has a bunch of movies, but I was trying to look it up to see like, what was her last thing. And the most recent date appears to be 2012, and that was the last season of Desperate Housewives.
Huh. I don't think I was still on Desperate. I loved that show when it first started, 3 or 4 seasons worth of it. And it just, you know, like all those shows, they get a little crazy. They go over the top. They take a turn.
You know, what's the term? Jump the shark?
Yeah.
What do we do now? Someone's got to have a baby. Someone's got to get married.
Right. An evil twin needs to show up.
We've pulled all the tricks. Now what?
There's a head injury and amnesia.
Oh, she does voice work for cartoons as recently as 2022.
Oh.
Anyway, she's still working. Good for her. Vanessa Williams, that is.
2/3 of Only Murders in the Building is on tour. Steve Martin and Martin Short. They've done a tour before. I can't remember what the last one was called, but this one is called The Best of Steve Martin and Martin Short. It launches in January. This is, I think there are actually some 2025 dates. There are. But on nothing anywhere near us. Not even like down in SoCal.
Really?
Yeah. These dates only go through April, but I was like immediately thinking, I would love to see that.
I feel like they were on tour and it got canceled for some reason. So they may have done dates and then stopped and now they're getting back out.
Maybe they did
swing
through here.
You told me this
earlier.
I think.
No, they have toured before.
Yeah. I saw their last tour.
Oh, so you saw it here?
No, when I was in Michigan.
Oh.
They've got Michigan dates. I think. I don't know. Is it Michigan? MI? What is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, they canceled and rescheduled some because of COVID-19. They both got it.
Oh, in the middle of whenever the last tour was?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're saying here, comedy legends once again hitting the road. This time the tour is dubbed The Best of Steve Martin and Martin Short.
I love those boys.
Yeah, me too.
And I love those boys together because they seem to respect each other and enjoy each other's company.
Oh, I see. The shows that are still happening in 2025 are the Dukes of Funnytown tour, which runs through December, and then the name changes and they begin this new thing.
Okay.
The dates only go through April, so hopefully they'll add more. I would love to see them here.
It's so cool. You can tell they're having fun.
Yeah.
They don't need to do this.
No,
and
they don't.
They just keep going because they've ignited a new spirit within themselves with this Only Murders show. And it's just
I agree.
The gift that keeps on giving.
I know. They're so great. And I love that younger kids are getting exposed to them because those two are two of my all-time favorites, kind of all-around entertainers. And Martin Short is excellent in this last season of, they're all good.
He is, one of his best roles is the dumb role he played in Arrested Development. Like, just that was great.
Oh,
you remember that?
Yeah,
where he's a guy who's...
He has no, like... No he has legs. Been carried around.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then he's
that's
like...
That's right.
Throw me!
Yeah.
And he's like the...
I gotta go back and watch that show again. I loved that show.
It was
very
good.
I never went back for those additional episodes that they put in there.
Oh, yeah. They're not great, but it's still funny.
The
still enjoyed them.
The show itself is just... It's so bizarre.
It goes back to that momentum thing we've talked about. They had it all... There was a cancellation or whatever it was. It wasn't well enough received, and they never got that rhythm back.
Yeah.
It's too bad because it was all those shows were really good.
So good.
I was a kid. I was obsessed with Ed Grimley, his character, Ed Grimley. Do you remember Ed Grimley?
No. Yes, from was SNL, right?
Yeah, and it became a cartoon.
Oh, yeah,
and
that's right.
Yeah, I used to do my
hair.
That
was great.
Walk around.
Oh, my God. Fun. Yeah, he was great on SNL. SNL is just...
Bad?
It's just... They're having a terrible season.
Well, they turned over a lot of the people that we... Yeah.
The Sabrina Carpenter episode actually was, so far, it was absolutely the best one. Yeah. This Miles Teller one, it's all right. There were a couple funny things. But it's just like, oh, boy. And I'll put up with a lot from that show.
Clearly.
Yeah, I like it for the most part, but I guess I don't like it anymore. Butt lady. Butt lady's a thing. This lady was already in prison.
Is butt lady... Wait.
It's already
is
in prison.
Is butt lady like a butt man?
No.
No.
Butt lady sentenced to prison. More prison. In the death of a CSI Miami and ER actress.
What?
She's a California woman. Her name is Libby Adame. She's known as Butt Lady. On Wednesday, she was sentenced to 15 years to life behind bars following a second-degree murder conviction for having administered silicone injections that led to the death of Cindiana Santangelo.
This is the home surgery stuff.
It isn't exactly home surgery. She did have like an office, but she does not have any kind of medical certificate of any kind. The actress who passed is 58 years old. She's been on CSI Miami, ER, Married with Children. She was in the 1989 music video for Young MC's Bust a Move and the 1990 movie The Adventures of Ford Fairlane. She died March 24th from an embolism caused by silicone injection. This was at her home. This lady went to her house in Malibu. Adame, who was also convicted of practicing medicine without a certificate and was found guilty of manslaughter in a similar case in 2024. In that case, a woman by the name of Carissa Rajpal, 26 years old, just a kid, died in 2019 after being injected also at her home in Sherman Oaks. And at that point, Adame, the butt lady, was sentenced to 4 years and 4 months in prison.
4 years for killing a 26-year-old?
I guess manslaughter. It's just less. But now, and by the way, in that case, her daughter was also convicted. Online.
The butt lady's daughter.
The butt lady's doctor, daughter. Online jail records showed that the elder, that Libby Adame, is still in prison. I guess this lady must have died after her injections, which it just doesn't, this, it's weird because it doesn't, the timeline doesn't make a ton of sense. Oh, I see. She was found guilty in 2024 and this lady died in March of last year. But, the husband of the woman who just died in March, who was older, 58 years old, his name is Frank Santangelo.
Hey, Frank.
He said at trial his wife had wanted a butt enhancement to help smooth lumps that had appeared there after hormone treatment, although she didn't want to enlarge her butt. She just wanted some filler, I guess. He then saw his wife was struggling to breathe and, quote, had blood coming from each butt cheek.
Oh. Oh.
He has filed a civil lawsuit against this woman. Good luck getting blood from a stone. Court documents saying his wife was killed in the prime of her life. It's just terrible. Like, please.
Don't.
Please don't. Please find someone. At least check. If someone is willing to come to your house and inject you with stuff, at least see that they have some kind of training, some kind of a official looking document.
Don't. Please don't. I didn't mean to finish your sentence there,
but there's
no like bright side or, you know, well, I mean, if they've got a,
no,
It's a thing now that people do. They Botox have a
parties.
Botox parties. Yep. I was watching the new season of Selling Sunset yesterday and one of the girls hosts a Galentine's Day and she has Botox there. And I'm like, the last thing I'm going to do is spontaneously get something permanently stuck in.
Just lay there on the couch.
You'll be fine.
Just have a snack.
Did they say that this was a license? I mean, I assume there's some kind of a licensing process that happens with someone who's handling. Like, you can't just walk in someplace and be like, give me a bunch of botulism. I'm going to go and shoot it in people's faces.
I don't know.
Like, I would think.
That's a good point, that they would have to be.
Something. They're also using needles. I would assume that that's, you know, there's got to be some kind of like, you know, the safe food handling class that you have to take before you work in a restaurant.
Yes,
like there's some kind
familiar.
Of safe needle slash Botox handling.
Do your research.
Yeah, do your research. Don't just be like, oh, you're doing Botox? You should ask me. No, it's fine. I want that on my face.
I realize my friends, you know, we're all mean to each other at times to be funny. But one of my buddies wrote me and said, I posted a picture of Billy Idol from the show that we recently went to. What was that? Last week on Wednesday.
Yeah, last week ago.
And he goes, boy, Billy Idol has found a great doctor. What's your problem? And I was like, hey! So I understand when you're around
Billy looks so amazing in those pictures.
He does look
ridiculous.
Really, there's not a wrinkle on him.
Mm.
And then there's me. Oh. But I don't want to do anything.
No, I don't either.
I'm a radio guy. I want to look like I look.
Right. What's coming up? Good looking.
So much stuff, including a story that I said I wouldn't do. And Sarah goes, you're doing it.
Oh, he started reading it to me. I'm like, stop. What are you doing this off the air for? We're probably going to get in trouble for it. I can't
wait.
All
right.
All
right. No.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Bum, 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 bum. Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Check us out on the Alice 97.3 Instagram video reel. All kinds of pics from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show daily, plus links to all of our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jumpstart MD, GLP-1s for weight loss. Trust the local experts at Jumpstart MD. Call 855-JUMPSTART or visit jumpstartmd.com. And if you mention radio, the word radio gets you started for just $99 this season.
I like it.
Radio. All right, here's what's happening. We've got a little bit of blue sky overhead in downtown San Francisco. So we started out with morning clouds. We should see some sun later and highs in the upper 60s. Football's on tonight. Thursday Night Football on Prime is Raiders at Broncos. I want to remind you all that we did Bob's Movie Club at 6:30 this morning. It was The Family Stone, and you can find that on our podcast. It was fun.
It was fun.
And that movie got pretty good reviews from everybody.
Yeah.
In fact,
I love that movie.
I'm going to say that might be the highest rated movie we've had in Bob's Movie Club.
I think so.
Yep. It's a good one. I've forgotten how much I loved that movie. It was a really, really good one.
Yeah.
Dumb. Has a full-on dumb rom-com thing going on, too, but also I feel like it really sort of strikes in at a few things pretty tough. I liked it.
A bunch of stuff happens in the movie where I'm like, what did I miss? Mm. And just kind of all of a sudden she's with him and that one's with him. And what the hell is happening here? But in the end, there I was crying. So it, you know, it got me, even though I was kind of like, meh.
I teared up, but I did not drop a tear. I think because I knew how it was going to turn out.
Oh, because you're, well, I didn't know.
Yeah.
And And even just the picture at the end was like, oh God.
I know.
Oh.
I teared up for a second time at the end. I think I teared up during the dinner scene too.
Yeah. There's a bunch of moments that are pretty, it's a family stone and you can listen to that on our podcast. It's the 6:30 hour of
it's
today.
A very good holiday movie.
We're going to begin this morning with a fast fact.
I love fast facts. You know that. Come on.
The term cyberspace was coined in 1982 by writer William Gibson. He featured it in his 84 sci-fi novel, Neuromancer.
Oh.
You know it?
I don't.
Oh, you, and you're
Let's
a
see
big
what
fan.
I am.
He later said cyberspace sounded like it meant something or it might mean something, but as I started to see it in red Sharpie on a yellow legal pad, my whole delight was that I knew it meant absolutely nothing.
Oh.
And yet, it lived on.
I'm looking for his books right now.
For the state of Texas to have the population density of New York City?
Yes.
Listen to this. For the state of Texas to have the population density of New York City, every single person in the world would have to live there.
Oh, billions and billions. Well, think about how in New York City, people
are
stacked.
What are we at, 8 billion?
I think we're at 8 billion.
As a planet,
as a
I mean, as a species,
over 8 billion.
Ay, ay, ay.
I know. So I think there's like 8 million in New York and the five boroughs, something like that, right? And think about like whatever the square mileage of New York City itself, which is huge. It's enormous.
Yeah.
And so I wonder, like, it's because we stack ourselves as all apartment buildings, and you know what I mean? Like,
that's the way of the future, for sure. I honestly. Yeah, everyone keeps going, well, we need more low-cost, not housing. I mean, okay, call it housing. We need apartments, lots of them, for people to live in.
Yeah. There are 8.1 billion people.
In the world.
In the world.
Okay. Weezer.
Yeah.
Weezer's first gig ever was in 1992 when they were tacked onto a bill as the late night closer after Keanu Reeves' band Dogstar. So Dogstar was the headliner, and then after they left the stage and went home, Weezer came out and did a couple songs.
Oh, how funny. The late night closer, not the headliner.
Right. The company that makes Swiss Army knives is Victorinox. They've been in business since 1884, and they've never laid off an employee.
Oh. Wow.
That's cool to brag about.
Yeah.
That's something.
What else does Victorinox make?
Backpacks.
They make watches, too, I believe.
Oh.
Watches.
But the Swiss Army knife is the...
I got a couple of them.
Sure.
They're useful.
Everybody has those. They have gigantic ones with just all kinds of widgets all over them.
Some are too overloaded. Like, you can't carry that thing.
Where are you going to carry that? You need a backpack. That's why they make the backpacks. Well, let me throw that thing in the back.
Man born with both male and female area only found out in his 50s. This story out of Australia, mate.
Oh.
A man who was born with male and female genitalia knew he was different but didn't find out for 5 decades. This guy's name is Rob Wilson. You can look him up. He was born and his mom didn't want to take him home.
Oh.
Because he had both.
So she was like, do something.
They say his Catholic mother said, I don't know how you're my child. How would God give me a child like that? I don't know how anyone could be that broken. Like, this is your kid. Right. You're a little baby.
Right.
But that's how she handled it. And the doctors. So this is a real story, by the way. Okay. This is being done on ABC Australia. And this guy, Rob Wilson, is speaking out because he's trying to say this happens. And I would hate for someone to be for someone's life to be mishandled like mine was. So he's saying they just sewed up one of them.
The one that can be sewn up.
They said that his number one came out of the man area. So that he must be a man. So they just sewed up the woman area as if that would end it. Yes, Sarah, your hand is up.
Were there female reproductive organs involved? Like, I mean, because my first thought is, what about when he gets his period?
He did get that. And they say that You're jumping me ahead, okay. So give me a second.
Yeah.
He learned that because his body, they say here, his body was reabsorbing the menstrual blood.
Oh.
So he had unusually high levels of iron.
Oh.
But he didn't know that that was happening because he'd been sewn up as a little baby.
And no one told him, you know.
No one told him.
When you're the cramps and, you know, when you ovulate, there's some pinching and,
he says,
and PMSing.
That
I mean, boy, oh
the
boy.
Regular pain he'd been feeling, he didn't have any explanation for it until he realized he'd been having periods.
And you're telling me he didn't find any of this out until he was 50 years old.
After learning about his medical history, Rob made regular trips to the Ukraine to take drug treatment that was banned in Australia, which was a combination of the contraceptive pill, growth hormones, and testosterone suppressant.
Oh, so he felt that he was female?
No, he's actually coming out and saying he's just sharing his story in hopes the next person this happens to gets a better run than he did. He's gone on to marry. He has kids.
Oh.
And he's become the world's 7th best chicken breeder.
Oh, well, that is quite an accomplishment. What kinds of chickens does he breed?
It's I don't.
Well, there's not a lot of information. Too much other overshadowing info. I see.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So the doctors decided in that moment that he was a boy, fixed it, and he went through his life not knowing why he was experiencing monthly pain or other.
Wow.
Isn't that so wild?
It is. You know what kills me is how did no one point this out to him with just a regular abdominal and out, you know, they feel around in your abdomen all the time. Like, right? When you get, they're looking for masses, I guess. Or, I mean, you'd think the guy got an MRI in his life.
Rob went in for more surgery as a boy at the age of 8 and took testosterone tablets every day, which caused him a series of health problems. While he also knew he was different, he didn't know until he was in his 50s for sure. His aunt was dying and called him up and said, can you come around? I have some information you need.
Oh, I have. That is.
It's awful. It's totally crazy. So this story was one I was reading to Sarah off air, and she was like, that is so riveting.
I know. I have so many questions.
The name of the man, he's from Australia, and they say here, Rob Wilson is telling his story to ABC Australia so that people will know this happened to him. And if anyone else out there has experienced this, hopefully they have a better run.
And he's had kids, he married, like he had.
He's the seventh best chicken breeder in the world.
And has a full set of both of reproductive organs. Incredible. I can't believe your body would just absorb it.
I don't know.
I can't believe that he wasn't like, wow, I got like some weird, you know, I mean, self-exploration. You'd be like, what's going on?
I don't know. I mean, he said 58. To me, that's,
oh my God,
that's not much older than us.
No, that's all right.
And I would think right he now. Would be pretty busy with himself at, you know, a normal teen age. Right. But I don't know, Australia or, and mom's very religious, maybe not.
Yeah, I don't know. And I'm thinking too, like, wouldn't he have developed breasts at some point?
Well, they were giving him some.
Oh, testosterone, right. I don't know. Yeah, that's bizarre. That is, I'm actually very sorry. That is a choice that someone made that I'm not going to say it ruined his life. He sounds like he's lived a life.
It sounds like the mom was horrible. Very religious. Rob's siblings also noticed there was something different about him. As his brother told him, he was like half me and half like our sister. But his dad insisted there's nothing wrong with him. He's fine. So dad, at least it appears, tried to accept him as normal and help him, you know, grow up without.
How sad.
It's hard to imagine you come out of that without trauma, but okay.
Right.
Starbucks has revealed from that to this.
Okay.
My goodness.
That is a rough one though.
Starbucks has revealed its holiday cups and everyone wants one. It's the barista.
Oh, the bear. We choose the bear.
It looks like the honey bear. You ever buy honey in a little bear, yes. Clear bear cup?
Yeah, it looks just like it.
Is that glass or is that plastic?
I believe it's plastic.
No, oh, that's too bad. Be good if it was glass.
But there's your holiday cup, everybody.
It's cute.
If you're into it.
Yeah.
I feel like we all have more than enough cups now. We just now have to remember. It's like the bags at the grocery store. You just have to remember to bring it.
Yeah.
Ay, ay, ay. And my kids, when you walk through, they're so candy colored. You walk through a store that has them and they're all, oh, I need that. No, get out of here.
We have 5,000 of them. We actually have a store recently. We went through and I'm like, no, those are covered in dust. Like they're in the back of where we keep the water bottles. Well, clearly no one's using those.
Right.
Get rid of them.
Right.
Right.
Let's see what else I got for you. Oh, this, beware. Okay. I would hate to see this happen here, but we have one bathroom for the whole floor and men often walk in and go, that's full. All right.
Yep. Oh.
What do you got? Two stalls and then a urinal?
Two stalls and a urinal.
One urinal?
Yeah.
Do you wait inside or do you walk outside and wait?
I walk right out and leave just come back. I can't.
I usually stand there and then feel awkward.
It's because it's awkward.
And men are just so like free and easy with all their noises and stuff.
Really is,
you know,
bad.
I know I've told you this before. I know it's the ladies' room and the men's room are back to back. And the soundproofing in this building isn't great.
No.
You know, for a radio station.
So you hear the boys, is what you're saying.
Well, I certainly know when more Joe is in there talking. You know,
he's gotta get,
you know. And I've heard you go in. I mean, I can hear you talking because your voice cuts.
Well, my preference is to go in there alone, go number one and leave. But
if you
my
walk
point.
In with more Joe, then, you know, there's some talking that's going to happen.
We've all been in the situation where we really need to use the restroom, but someone has taken the throne and is taking their time. Can be even more frustrating in public because there's not much you can do other than knock if you're brave enough.
Right.
A man in Florida named Alfredo Brindis stormed into the restroom at a Publix grocery store, saw that someone was using the stall and began to bang on the door. Get out of there! The guy did come out, but he wasn't leaving fast enough, and Alfredo was not messing around. He pulled a knife and said, I told you to get out. Waved it at him.
Oh.
The victim ran out and flagged down a cop. The officer confronted Alfredo, who admitted that I really had to go. I had to. But he did also have a knife on him. They say no one was hurt. Alfredo has been charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, though, for wielding it in the bathroom.
I'm picturing this scene. So this is like a single occupant bathroom.
Sounds like it.
And so did the cops let Alfredo finish?
Sounds like it, yeah.
Okay, so they were like, yeah, we'll wait.
He also said that
Jesus. The
guy didn't get out of my way. That's why I pulled the knife out. I needed him to move right now. Get out of my way.
Yeah.
So he was crowning or something, but either way, I mean.
Sometimes it does feel like, wow, if that toilet was 1 foot further away, I wouldn't have made it.
It would have been a problem.
I don't know how I did that.
Yeah. 800-400-3697. That is where you can text us. And Maddie reads those on the show.
Got a few about the Starbucks cup from Mick and Kelseyville. The barista cups are glass.
Oh, good.
Oh.
That's great.
From the 415, they're $30.
Oh. Whoa.
They are cute, though. A nice big bear-shaped cup.
I don't like drinking out of straws. Do you?
I don't mind drinking out of a straw.
Huh. And it looks like people, 415, people collect the Starbucks cups. I see them on social media bragging about their 100-plus cup collections.
That's what I'm saying. You don't, that's the whole point. You're supposed to just have one and reuse it.
Yeah.
Not get 100 of them.
Right.
It looks like from the 707, the barista cups are going for over $200, I guess, on the aftermarket.
Don't they know they can just go get it for $30 at Starbucks? That's weird.
I don't know.
I picked the bear. I choose the bear.
I'm totally being the bear next year for Halloween.
You definitely should. You should always be the bear. And then you'll get picked all the time. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Winterland tickets, plus some news from the 20-year anniversary of Dancing with the Stars.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.